With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A new presidential poll highlights voter concerns about Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
Even though the vice president is virtually tied with Republican Donald Trump in the race for the White House, she finds herself facing some negative perceptions. According to the New York Times Siena College poll, nearly half of voters say Harris is too liberal or progressive, and only 25% of respondents say Harris represents major change versus 51% for Trump.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. Authorities are vowing a relentless continuing search as a manhunt for an interstate shooter in Kentucky continues.
A grueling manhunt stretches into a third day for a suspect in an interstate shooting that struck 12 vehicles and wounded 5 people in Kentucky. Authorities have been searching a rugged area of southeastern Kentucky. A gunman began shooting at drivers on Interstate 75 near London, a small city of about 8,000 people. Joseph A. Couch has been named a suspect in the shooting. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Tropical storm Francine is becoming stronger off the coast of Mexico. It's expected to drench the Texas coast with up to a foot of rain before coming ashore in Louisiana Wednesday night as a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said early Monday afternoon that Francine was located about 180 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Rio Grande and about 450 miles south-southwest of Cameron, Louisiana. Francine's top winds right now are about 60 miles an hour. It's aiming for a stretch of coastline that still hasn't recovered from hurricanes Laura, Delta, and Ida years ago. On Wall Street, the Dow by 484 points. This is SRN News. It's almost time for 40 Days for Life.
The annual fall campaign begins on September 25th and runs through November 3rd. Pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in their local communities offering silent prayer for 40 days in a row. Since the campaign began in 2007, nearly 25,000 women have chosen not to have an abortion at clinics where they received prayer, and more than 260 clinic workers have decided to quit their jobs. More details at 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Construction's getting underway on a state-funded abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. Operators say it'll cater to local residents and seek to attract women from neighboring states with strong pro-life laws, including Texas and Oklahoma. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the start of construction during a visit to Las Cruces last week. This is SRN News. The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency wants the auto industry to design new vehicles that will reduce pedestrian deaths and injuries. John Scott reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will propose new rule-setting performance requirements to minimize the risk of pedestrian head injuries. The rule is aimed largely at SUVs and pickup trucks, which have grown in size and hood height over the years, causing blind spots for drivers. The agency says the rule would save 67 lives per year. Data shows that pedestrian deaths when hit by the front of a vehicle are most common for SUVs and trucks. John Scott reporting.
Apple's ubiquitous iPhone is about to break new ground with a shift into artificial intelligence that will do everything but smartening up its frequently dim-witted assistant Siri to creating customized emojis. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.